We are holding now in Lamed Tes, up to Beis. Kol shepasul lekosvon pasul bechol tikun asiyosn. So anybody who's disqualified from writing tefillin is also disqualified from fixing them and from making them. Tes in the Mishnah Berurah bechol. Mishe nik ta'o yod hasmos, so nebech rachmanos, the person who lost, their left hand was cut off, so alpha pi she'enim b'kishira, they're not able to tie them anymore, yochel lichtov tefillin, they're still able to write the tefillin, t'gavar b'chiyuvuhu, because really be'etzim this person is chayiv in the midst of tefillin, ela pumuhu d'ka'ayivle, but literally it means like his mouth hurting him, he's physically not able to because of something that happened to him, but he is still in the parsha. Yud asiyosan to make them. V'davka she'oisa ma'ise beguf ha'tefillin kagon chipui habatim tefirosan. This is when he's doing something in the actual tefillin itself, like covering over the batim or by sewing them up. Mekol shkin, how much more so asiyas hashin ba'or habatim, making a shin in the skin. Oh, lahagia eiza ois da'ata hu pasul va'aydei hagasok yichshar by. Being magia by proofreading it and correcting a letter that made a puzzle, now it makes it kosher. Dezehu k'siv amamsh, that's actually writing a letter. Aval ibud haklaf in bechlal zeh, but working, preparing the cloth, the parchment for the writing of it, that's not included in this. V'choshir aide oyve gilulim v'choshir kein aide isha. So a goy and certainly a woman could do this. Right, but oyve gilulim, but inen shiye Yisrael oymed al gabo. You need a Jew standing over him. V'yire shiye lishma, making sure that's ensuring that this process is done lishma. Le'el b'simin lamed beis if test, as we learned earlier. Who adin b'katan, same thing with a child under bar mitzvah. V'hash. Choras habatim haritzuos, and making them shachor, making them black, the blackening of the bottom and the straps. Ayin el basim and lamin gimel, shibiranu sham, we explained earlier, dinam be'ezah Hashem yizborach, all their dinam. Griras devek shebein os la os, and scraping away the glue that's between each of the letters. Lechil yesh lizar shalasois al yodim, lichat chila should not be done by them, but yevet ein lahachmir, but if it was done to them, you don't have to be strict, it's not a problem. To be lav mikri ksiva, because scraping away is not considered actually writing it. This is all when talking about tefillin that we know has to be written in the order, as we've explained so many times. Aval b'sefer Torah, which it could be written technically out of order. Im efsheli gror tzdade ha'oisios b'mokam shenogu lachazor l'kasavim yaseh dezeh mikre lichatchila. So he's explaining that if you have a Sefer Torah, you should really scrape the whole thing away and write it all over again. That's the best practice to do, because there is no concern with writing the Osios Shloka Sidron when it comes to, again, only by Sefer Torah, but by Mezuzah and by Tefillin, obviously, it has to be done in order. Okay, that's Beis. Gimel. Ger Shechazer Ledato, a person who was a true convert and then returned, went back to his original Avodah Zarah. But why do you do that? Machmas Yira, because he's afraid they're going to kill him. So kosher lichtov tefillin. Such a person is kosher to write tefillin. The Bir Halach explains over here that this, we're talking about kol ze ari beger tzedek. We're talking about a person who is a sincere convert. So the Mishmur in Yudav says, Yira is afraid, shol yaharguhu, they're going to kill him. I mean, he didn't do the right thing, but he's afraid for his life. The Afba Emes, really, in truth, Hayolim Sor Nasho Alamunos Hashem, he really should have been Oyser Nefesh and given up his life for this. Mikol Malkom Lo Yotze Michlal Yisrael Aidei Zeh. He doesn't lose his status of a Yid by doing this. Came in Dehai Ba'onis, because this is something that was beyond his control. Ein B'Mogin Avram Shehele De'ein L'Hakke B'Zeh Afilu Im V'Tzina. Right. Even Yisrael Shahu Shomer Esa Torah, right? Really, so the Magen Avraham is cholik. He says no. Even if privately, like the Maranos, right, the Anusim as they were called, they would keep the Torah secretly. The Magen Avraham says no, it doesn't work. Lach Shva Hanochas Tefillin Hu Mizatzel. But by the putting on the tefillin, he is laziness. Hello, al kopanim ain b'kshira. He's not in the parsha of this. V'chol shekein imhu mumor lechol haTorah kulan. Certainly, if he's a mumor for all of the Torah. Imlo shemachmas pachad shliharguhu hu yorei lekayim es haTorah afilu betzina. The reason if he's doing it in secret, he's afraid they're still going to kill him. So he's afraid to do it privately. Even I'm bir hagro shemaskim gamkein lahamogin avram. The gro agrees with this din lahamogin avram, which in fact is much more machmir and does not allow him to write the tefillin. Od kosam magen avram. He writes him more b'shem darki Moshe. The darki Moshe is the Moshe islus, the Ramah. De'af de'besifer Torah mamzer v'gir toishav. What's a gir toishav? He tells us, Hayne shekibol lav sheva mitzvos b'nei Noach. He accepts upon himself to keep these seven mitzvos. You know, the easy way of remembering how to remember the sheva mitzvos b'nei Noach, you remember Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, and Big Three. The Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet stands for the Aleph is Avram and Achai. The Beis is a euphemism. It's Birkas Hashem. The Gimel is Gezel, and the Dalet is Dinim. That's the one out of the seven that's the positive mitzvah. The other six are Los Ases. So that's Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet. And you remember the big three. You have to be Yeharik Valyavor, right? So that's Avodah Zarah, Gidirayis, Shfichus Damim. So a person, a non-Jew who is a Ger Toshev, he accepted upon himself these Sheva mitzvahs. Psu and Lichtov, they're still Puzzle. They cannot write it. So it was women not lachush. So you look in the Dirshu 23 brings out an interesting idea about could a person like this, could a mamzer be a shliach tzibur? Right? In 23, so it brings the Shiri Knesset Akadola, Shedin Zed Tolib Machloikis, Hamboaz Khan. So the same machlokis that we're having here is a machlokis about the mamzer, could he be a shliach tzibur? The im mamzer kosh lichtov tefillin, if he's allowed to write it, Ladas, Mogin Avram Shinokat, Shekosh lichtov tefillin, who. Right, so the Mogen Avraham who allows the mamzer to write the tefillin will down to be a shliach tzibur. And on Birkei Yosef, nope. Cause of the af im tefillin shekasav mamzer kasher was mikol makom lo yeh mamzer shliach tzibur. Cannot be a hazard. What is a mamzer? A mamzer didn't do anything wrong. He himself was not up to him. His parents behaved inappropriately. His parents are guilty of incest or something like that. Okay, v'chol ha'achronim hiskimu de ger toshav posel l'chesiv stam. And all the achronim agree that a ger toshav, again, this non-Jew who's accepted upon himself, sheva mitzvos, cannot write a sefer Torah, tefillin, mezuzos. D'ho ein b'kshirah, he's not in the parsha. Okay, I'm b'bir halacha. Continuing now in Dalid, tefillin shekasavim apikoros, yisarfu. They should be burned. You should burn them. We'll see, even with the Shem Hashem that's in them. The Yesh Omrim in a second, more lenient opinion, no, you don't burn them, you're gone to. You just put them in Geniza, you bury them. You don't actually burn them up. So says the Mishnah Berurah Yud Beis, Apikoros, I'm Bibir Halacha. What's the, he says, Hu Ha'oduk Ba'avodas Kochavim. A person who has attached themselves to Avodas Kochavim, that is the definition over here we're working with of an Apikorsis. Yud Gimel Yisarfu Im Azkaro Sehem. With an Azkara means the Shem Hashem that they were written in them. Kilokamim Besimin Shin Lamadal Seif Chaf Aleph Ayn Sham Distama Kishakoisev. When the person did write the Shem Hashem, wrote the letters Yud K Vav K L'Shem Vodos Gilulim Hu Koisev. He had in mind his Getchka, his idol. So therefore, it's not really Shem Hashem. Yesha Omrim, no, the explanation of the Machloikis that says, no, Yigonzu, why? The Interach Apikorsav Lahanich Tefillin. These people don't put on Tefillin. They don't believe in this. Why is that Tefillin anyway? Ubavari, so certainly Kasava Limkol Yisrael. Right? He had that, and he wrote it, but he wants to sell it to a Yid. The Esher, Shalok Kasava Lashem of Avodas Gilulim. So he didn't write it for Avodas Gilulim. So now you shouldn't burn it, right? Vedas Mechaber, Lifso Kedei Rishona. But the Mechaber, the rule is that he goes like the psalm, L'chein kosfu b'stama. Right? He wrote it just at the first stam, and then the second yesh omrim. So we usually assume when you have like this, that he goes like the first opinions. So the first opinion was that it has to, yisarfu, has to be burned. V'chein das hataz, v'haprisha, v'hagro, v'biuro. And they all agree with this, first psak of the mechaber. Okay. Sif, hey. Nimtzu b'yad abikoros. The ain yadua mi kosovim. He has them, but we don't know who wrote them. In this case, Yigonzu. Therefore, we're not sure what it happened. It's a suffix, he explains in Tesvav. Yigonzu, why do you have to bury them? You don't burn it. Mi suffix, because I have a doubt. Shemahu kosovim, maybe he did write them. Ava ain lisrof mi suffix. But as a suffix, maybe they weren't. Maybe you're not going to burn the tefillin out of a suffix. Vahalok siv, losasu kain lahashem elogechem. Because we have a posuk, Parshas Re'eh, which is an Isra of Mechikas Hashem. You're not allowed to erase. There's seven names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you're not allowed to erase. Okay, fine. Vav. Nimtzu b'yad einu Yehudi. You find a non-Jew has them, ve'ein yadua mikasam, you don't know who wrote them, so in this case, they are Kesherim. Kesherim, we're going to see, you can even make a brach on them. Tazayin, Kesherim destam, oide gilulim, ein bekiim lichtoiv. Right, they don't know how to write these. Bavada Yisro Ksavo. Certainly, he wrote them, and he brings here the Dirshur from the Ksav Sofer Sheyachol af levarich alehim. You can make a brach on them. Uvaprapim makonoseinu sheyadua she'ein einam yehudim yoidim lichtov. And we know that these, they don't even know how to write. They're illiterate. So certainly they didn't write this. It was a Yid wrote this. Afilu b'sefer Torah shenimsu biyadon masik hashach delechulei alma kasher. It's kosher. Tliyin da einam yehudim bozuzu osam. Right? So we assume that this was looted. It was stolen from Jews. Why would a non-Jew have a Sefer Torah? Like after World War II, Sefer Torah were discovered all over. There's things that our enemies took from us, and now it's being returned again. The post can point out you have to do a check. You have to check it. You know, Cheskas Kashrus. You have to assume that everything the letters are there. But if the goy has the Sefer Torah, we could assume that it really was written by Jews. Okay, Mirtz Hashem, we'll pick it up tomorrow. Up to where we at? We'll start with Siv Zion tomorrow.